Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for Everlasting Peace, written by Christine Brown, read by Leah Arthur. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. Isaiah 26:3, NIV. The earth-shaking sound of thunder woke me from a deep sleep. Cracking limbs from our tall pine trees started my heart racing. We'd had trees fall on our house before, and it wasn't something I wanted to relive anytime soon. I'd watched the weather reports and knew a storm was headed toward us, but I hadn't fathomed anything like this. I stayed in bed as the power flickered, deciding whether I should continue praying or get up and move to a safer spot in the house. Before I made up my mind, the storm passed. Stillness returned. As I got up and slipped on my house shoes, ready to inspect for any damage left behind, I thought about the quiet that followed the storm. It brought relief to my anxious thoughts. Just like other storms we will face in this life, even the most difficult ones, we look forward to the calm that comes after. But we also know that many times the storm lingers. So how do we stay calm when storms last longer than we expected? When trials drag on with no reprieve in sight. In the midst of relentless storms, God's truth holds the answer. In even the most unfathomable trials of life, God gives us everlasting peace. Isaiah 26:3 proclaims the wonder of God's peace. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. Peace can be found in many places, but the peace we have through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the only perfect peace. A peace that cannot be explained because it's supernatural. Yet it is ours to receive through prayer and a relationship with the Father. Perfect peace is a gift from the Lord. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27. Perfect peace exceeds our understanding. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. Perfect peace is everlasting. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Psalm 55:22. The storm that passed over our home that night came and left quickly, but some storms last for a long, long time. The peace of Jesus not only speaks to the storms in our lives, but it sustains us through the longest trials. The everlasting peace of Jesus may be hard to comprehend, but once we experience it for ourselves, we are forever changed. However long the storm we're facing lasts, God is faithful. His peace is available to us from beginning to end. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for giving me your everlasting peace. Whatever storms I face in life, I can call out to you in prayer and ask for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Philippians 4:6. The peace of Jesus is a precious gift that will speak to even the longest lasting storms. Forgive me for trying to find peace in other places. It never lasts. Your peace is the only perfect peace. It calms my heart and sustains me through my hardest times. It reminds me that you are always with me, bringing comfort when my mind is in turmoil. I trust you, Father. Help me to stay in perfect peace. Help me rely on your faithfulness when I'm tempted to worry. Thank you for giving us your Son, the Prince of Peace. Through his love, we have everlasting peace in this life and the hope of eternity. Praise the name of your Son, Jesus. In his name I pray, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.